Good evening. I'm calling the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. Let the record reflect the time is 6:04 p.m. Today we have present Senator Michicki and myself, Chair Hughes. I'd like to remind committee members and those in the audience to please silence or turn off your cell phones. Thank you for those assisting us this evening and staying late. We appreciate that. We have one item on the agenda. We'll hold public testimony on Senate Joint Resolution 4, Constitutional Amendment, State Tax. This initiative is sponsored by the governor. We are going to set a time limit of a minute, but I'm going to be a little lenient because we have relatively few callers. So if those testifying, if you would please first state on the record, after your name, your support or opposition to this constitutional amendment, I would greatly appreciate it. You may also send your testimony to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. Are there any questions before we begin, Senator Michicki? Or?
No, Madam Chair. I think folks have been waiting. Sorry that we had other meetings running a bit over, but thanks for holding up for us.
You are welcome. And so with that, we will open public testimony. The first one online is calling in from Fox, and it's Lynette Clark. Welcome, Ms. Clark, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. And if, when you begin your testimony, if you'd please indicate your support or opposition for the SJR 4, it would be great. Thanks.
Thank you. My name is Lynette Clark. I live in Fox, Alaska. And I am absolutely, completely, 100% behind SJR 4. The last 4 years and a couple of sessions prior to that, Alaskans got their fill of being ignored. And that's when the trust in both houses started to diminish considerably because we weren't being listened to. I read SJR 4, that will put more power into Alaskans' hands as opposed to these special interests that are wailing and crying and gnashing their teeth. But more power in what Article 1, Section 1 and 2 means. And that is the people are the ones that are in charge. I want their hands out of our pockets. I want a realistic budget. I want SJR 4 and SJR 5 passed. It's time to turn Alaska around. In 2018, we changed a lot of what was going on in the House and the Senate. And in 2020, there's going to be more change because those that are against Article 1, Section 1 and 2 are showing their colors. And that's going to come up in the elections in 2020. The issue of trust is appalling in this state. We cannot believe in our government any longer. We have to be able to have our hands more on their pocketbooks and their purse strings in order to secure a firm financial footing for the state of Alaska and to restore the trust of our population into both houses of this state. I don't include the current governor's administration in mistrust. I think he's exactly the man for the job. And I think that a lot of the House and the legislature has both houses in the legislature have to wake up and smell the coffee. I've said it before, the desserts have all been eaten. It's time now to clean up the mess. And SJR 4 will be very assistive in that potential. I thank you all for the work you've been doing. I've been following it on 360 North, and I do appreciate your obvious through your comments support of a lot of what we're talking about. Thank you very much, and I will close with I have full support for that resolution. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Clark, for joining us this evening. Next, from Kenai, Christine Hutchinson. Please state your name for the record and indicate initially before you proceed with your testimony either your support or your opposition, please, to SJR 4.
This is Christine Hutchinson. I'm in Kenai, and I want to sign on with what much of what the lady from Fox, Alaska said. I guess that's where she's from, was Fox. I'd like to sign on with what she said. She's absolutely correct. And this way we can help the legislature down to the very citizen. We can help the legislature make those tough decisions to cut the spending. I support what Dunleavy, Governor Dunleavy, is doing, and I realize that it's an uphill battle when all of this moves to the House. And I recognize the source of that. It appears it can't be helped at this time. But in the meantime, I appreciate your efforts to move this out of the committee onto the floor and support it to a vote of the people. Thank you to our Senator Michiki here in this area and to anybody else sitting there listening to this testimony. It's got to be grueling. Thank you very much. I'm full support. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, Ms. Hutchinson. Appreciate you joining us. Now in Soldotna, Mark Sesler. Mr. Sesler, please state your name for the record. And before you proceed with your testimony, please at the front and indicate your support or opposition for SJR 4.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. My name is Mark Sesler. I'm calling you from Soldotna. I am in favor for a yes for SJR 4. I was listening in on the lady from Fox in Alaska. Boy, basically ripped off what I wanted to say. We need the people to take back our state from special interests. Our politicians right now, we can't trust. They run on one thing, and then when they get down to Juneau, they turn around and do another. Yes, 2020 will have consequences from politicians that are showing their true color at this point. We as Alaska put Dunleavy in there for a reason, and we want the man to succeed. We got basically shafted by Walker pretty hard, so that's what I'm there for. Yes on JR4. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark, for joining us. And now from Anchorage, Noria Clark, please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
I am in favor. I definitely believe that, Noria Clark, November Oscar Romeo India Alpha, last name Charlie Lima Alpha Romeo Kilo. I am definitely in support of this. We have an egregious amount of waste of money that has been spent in the state, and we continue to do so, especially in Anchorage, and I'm sure pretty much every municipality here or every borough here. We really need to stand behind the politicians who we decided to vote in to make sure that they would protect us. You know, many of us have become complacent, and many of us have become comfortable because we felt like after we voted these people in, everything would be okay. Unfortunately, there is still a fight behind us, and what it is to support the governor. We have put practice behind him for a certain reason. To tax people, and I can tell you this coming from a state that has a lot of taxes, being from Arizona, it will not be useful. Drug dealers do not pay taxes. We need to support our governor. We have to focus on what our fight is. And the fight is right now, people, anybody who's listening, is boots on the ground.
Thank you, Ms.
So
Clark.
I appreciate all of your time, and thank you so much for hearing me out. And Governor Dunleavy, I definitely appreciate you. Thank you so much for working towards this.
Thank you, Ms. Clark, for joining us this evening. We're going to Chugiak, Karen Perry. Please state your name for the record and let us know your support or opposition, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Karen Perry from Chugiak, and my husband, Rod, is also here, and he will be testifying after me. And I am in full support of SJR 4. We are a Dunleavy strong family. Seniors are living on fixed incomes. Inflation rate keeps going up, and legislators think they can go down there and steal our PFD and raise taxes and making slaves of us all. We are tired of the wasteful spending and taking from many to benefit a few. So I am full support of SJR 4, and Lynette Clark covered all the points I could possibly make. So that concludes my testimony, and here's my husband, Rod, R-O-D-P-E-R-R-Y.
Yeah, hi, this is Rod. I'm totally behind SJR 4.
Thank you both, Rod and Karen, for your testimony this evening. We appreciate hearing
from
you.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next, Soldotna, Ken Brown, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate at the front of your testimony whether you support or oppose SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony.
Thank you. This is Ken Brown, and I support SJR 4. And I couldn't have said it any better than the first caller and everyone since then. So I'm going to leave it at that and give some more other people more time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. From Soldotna, Gail Limbaugh-Moore, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR, and then proceed with your testimony.
Yes, this is Gail Limbaugh-Moore, and I am in full support of SJR 4, and that will conclude my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the brevity and the clarity. Next, we'll go to Fairbanks, Shoshana Kun. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, please, and give your testimony. Shoshana, can you hear me? Do you need to take your phone off mute? We're not here.
Yes, I apologize about that. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
All right, Shoshana Kuhn, Fairbanks, Alaska. I am in opposition of this resolution. Passing this resolution means that it would be tying the hands of anyone at a borough level or a city level in a possibility to consider a sales tax as a form of revenue. This would essentially deplete funds and close a potential source of revenue. I cannot support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kuhn. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Next, we'll go to Kasiloff, Suzanne Denzin. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record. Indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, please, and proceed with your testimony.
Okay, this is Susan Denzin from Kasiloff. I'm in favor of Mr. Dunvalizi's SJR 4, and I believe everyone needs to get their budgets in all departments under control and be more efficient. We also need to get the drilling going for the gas and the oil for more revenue to bring into this state. And the assembly needs to work when they're down there so that they don't have to have this extra pay, because it's gonna end up hurting them in the ballot box sooner or later. But I am in favor of this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. From Big Lake, Lynn McCabe, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4 before proceeding with your testimony, please.
Hi, this is Lynn McCabe calling from Big Lake. I fully support SJR 4. We are supposed to be a representative government, and without our input, our representatives may only represent their own perspectives or those of the people wandering the halls where they work. Giving us the ability to vote on any taxation means that legislators will need to convince the public as to why more money is needed. It will get us, more of us, involved in the process. Again, I support SJR 4 and the opportunity that it will allow us to vote on a constitutional amendment for taxation to be approved by the voters.
Thank you, Ms. McCabe. Next, we'll go to Willie Keppel. Welcome, Willie, to Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
Yes, my name is Willie Keppel. I live in Quinnahawk, 450 miles due west of Anchorage on the Bering Sea. I fully support SJR 4. I support Governor Dunleavy. I'd like to remind you, in 1776, we kicked King George out because we had no representation for taxation. I'm for cut. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Keppel, for joining us this evening. From Fairbanks, Julie Smith, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Julie Smith. I'm from the Fairbanks area. I'm calling because I oppose SJR 4. I'm probably messing up all the letters. But I oppose it because we already have a system in place that makes it easy for, like, the cities or the boroughs or municipals to make taxes and whatnot. And I have a lot of questions, and I think that we just need more time to sit down and look at all this to make sure that it'll all be done properly the first time. Okay? So, again, I oppose. I also oppose the budget and many other things, but I oppose this. So please vote up.
Thank you, Julie, for joining us and providing your input. Next is James Squire. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Mr. Squires, please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony indicating at the front end your support or opposition to SJR 4.
Yeah, my name is James Squires. I am from rural Deltona. I am speaking for myself and my wife, Pam Good. That's two. I support SJR 4. I was listening to House Finance Budget Amendments all day today, and we definitely need SJR 4 as a result of everything I heard today. So I adamantly support SJR 4. That concludes my testimony.
Thank you, James, for joining us. From Juneau, Mitchell Sharman, and I don't see you in the room, so I think you're calling in. Mitchell, please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution before proceeding with the rest of your testimony.
My name is Mitchell Sharman, S-H-A-R-M-A-N, and I support the SJR 4. I think there's other ways to make the prisons pay for themselves and other things where the budget, I think, should be cut a lot. The prisoners don't seem to be, the criminals don't seem to be afraid of anything, and they certainly have recently burgled. Anyway, I support SJR 4. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony this evening. Also in Juneau, calling in Marsha Mueller Sharman. Welcome to Senate Judiciary Committee. Marsha, please state your name for the record to indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
I support it. My name is Marsha Mueller Sharman.
Do you support or oppose SJR 4?
I support SJR 4.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. In Homer, Alex Coplin. Welcome, Alex, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony.
Yes, hi. My name is Alex Coplin, K-O-P-L-I-N. I'm currently in Fairbanks, but I reside in Homer. I oppose this initiative, SJR 4. I feel that we have to create some other sources of revenue, and we don't need to keep waiting. I work out all over Alaska, and many people from out of state come here. We know that there's revenue we can generate from that. We can make a fair tax system. The legislators that we voted for, I don't always agree, but I support them in making decisions that will make Alaska healthy. Right now, with the present conditions we are facing, we see all these cuts, and I truly don't understand why people don't want to increase the budget. Cutting is not working. We have revenue that we can look at. The taxing is healthy because it puts skin in the game for everybody, and the longer we wait, the longer the problem escalates, and we need to address it sooner than later. And I'm sorry if the legislators were.
Thank you for your testimony, and now we're moving to John Lamborn out of Wasilla. Welcome, Mr. Lamborn, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
This is John Lamborn and my wife, Caroline, too. We both support SJR 4. We'd like to see Alaskans given more say in what goes on in government. We elect politicians, and they go to Juneau, and then they don't live by the mandate that's been given them by their voters. So we support this, and we support the governor's plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lamborn. In Juneau, calling in is Kathy Swanson. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please indicate your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4 before giving your testimony, please.
Hello, my name is Kathy Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N, and I support SJR 4. The reason being is that I don't think the taxpayers get nearly enough input in what they're getting taxed for. So I think this would be a really great amendment, and I hope we could go through.
Thank you, Ms.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ms. Swanson. And now to Bob Swanson. Please state your name for the record, indicate your support or opposition to the resolution, and then your testimony, please.
Yes, hi, good evening. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you all. My name is Bob, B-O-B, and in Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N. I'm going to support SJR 4. It is my firm belief that you can never tax your way into prosperity. It just hasn't worked in the past, and it's not going to work in the future. We are a natural resource state, and we have plenty of natural resources that can be used to offset the budget deficit. As for instance, in Juneau, we're sitting right on top of a gold mine, and it's not being utilized. So there's other creative ways that we need to come up with to solve the deficit problem that we have. I believe firmly that Governor Dan Levy is right when he says that, you know, throwing more money at stuff doesn't solve the problem as in education. I'm a firm supporter of education, but my God, we've got the number one per capita expenditure for students in the nation, and we're like the second from the bottom in student successful outcomes. So I think we just need to be more creative and find different ways, because what has not worked in the past is going to continue to not work. And I think that we just need to have more of an understanding of why we're being taxed and what kind of taxes. So I'm totally in support of SJR 4. And thanks for the opportunity to testify. I appreciate that.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Swanson. Out of North Pole, Christina Sinclair, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
My name is Christina Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, out of North Pole, and I would like to testify again, so no. I believe this because we have elected people into these positions, and it is their job to do this for us. That is basically it.
Thank you very much, Ms. Sinclair. We appreciate hearing from you. From Anchorage, Sabrina Martino, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and then indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Martino, and I'm calling in favor of the governor's proposed amendment, SJR 4. I believe that the people should have a say whether or not that we are going to get taxed on things. I don't think that the legislative body has listened to the people, and I think this gives us more of a voice. So I definitely support SJR 4. And our government, our governor's plan for budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina. Next, out of Fairbanks, Lindsay Wyatt. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, and then proceed with your testimony, please.
Yes, thank you. I am in support of SJR 4. I do support Governor Dunleavy's bill there. I just don't think we should have any kind of state tax without the people's vote on it. If you're sure this is the way to go, then put it out and let the people vote on it. If not, that's fine too. But I don't think the legislature should just pass bills saying you folks have to pay, because you don't know if the folks have the capability to pay to start with, but you still want to put it on them. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony this evening. Robbie Douglas from North Pole, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record. And at the beginning of your testimony, if you could please indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4, please.
Yes, this is Robbie Douglas, North Pole. I agree with SJR4 that we should have this amendment. Seems to me it's pretty obvious we can't trust our elected officials to pay attention to we, the people. They certainly like to spend enough time talking to lobbyists, and one of them makes over $1 million a year. I only make $13,000 a year. I have no chance of arguing against the millionaire. So, yes on SJR4. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robbie. We appreciate you joining this evening. Next, we will go to Hayden Neville in Fairbanks. Welcome, Hayden, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and then indicate at the beginning of your testimony your support or resolution, your support or opposition to the resolution, please.
Thank you. My name is Hayden Neville, calling from Fairbanks, and I am against SJR4. Our legislators are elected by us, the people, and we ask them to make difficult decisions on our behalf to help keep our state healthy. And there are so many complex decisions that go into whether or not we need to have a new tax to raise revenue, that we need people who are fully engaged in that type of work to be able to make the best decisions. And it doesn't mean they're going to necessarily tax the people who can't afford it. They know that. They want to, they'll be, if there is a tax, it's going to be on places that can't afford it because our state needs the revenue. So this amendment would cripple our state. It would prevent our lawmakers from raising revenue if they need it, if we have to do it to help keep our state healthy. So I'm against SJR4. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony this evening. From Big Lake, Hootling, I'm not sure if I pronounced your last name correctly. Please correct me if I'm wrong when you state your name for the record, please. And then at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate your support or opposition to SJR4.
My name is Bert Hoftelling. I'm 100% for SJR4. We need to get our spending here in Alaska under control. I think the people, the way our Constitution is set up, you guys in government are supposed to be responsible to us, the people. This will give the power back to the people to dictate whether or not new taxes are necessary or not, just not on the whim of government, because you can't reduce the spending you've got going on there in Juneau. Thank you.
Thank you, Bert, for joining us this evening. In Fairbanks, Abigail Stessen, please state your name for the record, Abigail, and then proceed with your testimony indicating your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning, please.
Hi, my name is Abigail Stessen. I'm in Fairbanks, and I am in opposition to this amendment because, like others before me have stated, I agree that we elected our officials to represent us, and this amendment goes against that completely. So that's all I want to say, but in opposition of the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Abigail. And at this time, I'm not seeing anyone else online. We're going to wait for 5 minutes and see if anyone else joins us. And if not, then we will adjourn. So I'll take an at ease, and we'll see if we get any more callers. And we're back on the record. We gave 5 more minutes to give to see if there's anyone else who was going to call in. So we'll listen to these last callers, and then we will be adjourning. So thank you, James Santoro from Anchorage, for joining us. Please state your name for the record. And at the beginning of your testimony, if you could please indicate your support or opposition to SJR4, and then proceed with the rest of your testimony, please.
Okay, my name is James Santoro. I'm from Anchorage, and I oppose SJR4. I think we all have to pay taxes, and no one likes to pay them. But this legislation seems like it's like divide and conquer, and wants to split up Alaskans. Nobody likes to pay, but we have to, and that's why we elect our legislatures to make these hard choices. And I just want to say I oppose this, and I oppose most of Governor Dunleavy's proposal so far. It seems like he just wants to separate us, and I don't think that's what this state's about. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, James, for your testimony. And we have Travis Cole calling in from Fairbanks. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record, and at the beginning of your testimony, please indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4.
Hello. Hi, my name is Tristan Globa. I am from Fairbanks, Alaska, right? And I'm opposed to the amendments as proposed. I've been talking to a lot of community members about the budget and hearing at a lot of town halls the willingness to explore a number of revenue-creating options. And from what I can tell, I don't hear much support for constraining the flexibility of our legislators in solving our fiscal problems. So from that perspective, I don't think that adding barriers to our ability to raise revenue is all appropriate for the sort of dire fiscal crisis that we're in.
Thank you, Tristan, for your testimony. We appreciate it. I'm sorry you got the wrong name on the list. And so I am going to see if Travis Cole is now available. Travis, can you hear me?
Yes.
Travis, if you could.
Travis Cole, and I'm opposed to it. Because as a tax-paying person who elects the is a voter who helps elect the people, the legislator, I think the legislator is the voice of the people, and a lot of the support I've seen of, you know, us being able to speak on our behalf of what is necessary in Alaska is going through our legislator, and, you know, I oppose all of this governor's approach to just cutting everything and this would be taking away that power from the legislator to being able to voice what we want, what we support. So I oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cole, for joining us this evening. Tristan Sinclair from North Pole, please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to SJR 4 at the beginning of your testimony, please.
Yes, my name is Tristan Sinclair. I'm from North Pole, and I oppose this measure because we were created as, our state was created as a constitutional republic for a reason. The people cannot learn and educate themselves well enough on these issues in order to vote well. We pay money for the legislators to do this for us, and I would hope that you would oppose this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sinclair. Eric Mueling from Fairbanks, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition for the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
Hi, my name is Eric Mueling, Fairbanks, Alaska, and I'm just fine with respect to SR4. I am opposed to this constitutional amendment, which would limit the legislative power and restrict the ability of the legislature to raise and spend money. That's their job. Let them do their job. That's the appropriate role of the legislature. This is a strong no to this proposed constitutional amendment. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Mr. Mueling. Out of Ketchikan, welcome Ron Howard to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and indicate your support or opposition to the resolution at the beginning of your testimony.
Yes, ma'am. My full name is Ronald Howard, Jr. I'm calling from Ketchikan, and I strongly support SJR 4, the constitutional amendment, would give a up or down vote by the people for new taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Howard.
You.
Are you finished?
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for joining us. And I'm seeing no one else online. Is anyone in the room like to testify? I'm going to close public testimony at this time. Senator Michiki, did you have some comments you'd like to make?
No, Madam Chair. I was just going. Were they supposed to sign up by 7? Is that?
Oh, no. Actually, we did not require that this time. So okay. That's why we gave the 5-minute waiting period, and we did get some extra callers during that time.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I apologize for having to step out for, I think, 5 callers. I had a call-in with our school district, but I appreciate everyone calling in tonight and you holding public testimony on SJR 4.
And thank you for coming. And Senator Michiki, when he returned, he did look at my notes, so he knew that the testifiers he didn't hear, he did get a record of what they said. So with that, seeing no further comments or no other business before the committee, we will adjourn at 6:42 p.m.